The survivors then multiply and continue the infection, against which the original antibiotic may be ineffective, and this can be a serious medical problem. Yet the process is not fundamentally different from domestic breeding, except that in domestic breeding it is the desirable ones that survive, while in antibiotic resistance it is the undesirable ones. Both cases involve human selection in an artificial situation, and neither case involves the origin of a new species. Tuberculosis bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics are still tuberculosis bacteria. How do physicians deal with antibiotic resistance when it arises? They do not consult an evolutionary biologist. The two factors that contribute most to the emergence of antibiotic resistance are, 1, improper use of antibiotics, and 2, failure to isolate affected patients. In the 2003 edition of Principles and Practice of Pediatric Infectious Diseases, Dr. Alan R. Hinman writes, "Major causes of antimicrobial resistance are the indiscriminate, inappropriate, inadequate, incomplete, and inconsistent use of antibiotics. These include using antibiotics as a preventative measure in animal feed, prescribing them for viral diseases such as the common cold, against which they are ineffective, and using inadequate dosages or discontinuing treatment too soon, thereby allowing some organisms to survive." According to the 2004 edition of Gorbach, Bartlett, and Blacklow's Infectious Diseases, the misuse of antibiotics accounts for a significant proportion of the emerging resistance. Physicians deal with the second factor by relying on time-tested isolation procedures. They also deal with it by studying the mechanisms by which antibiotic resistance spreads from microbe to microbe, mechanisms involving gene transfer among organisms rather than Darwinian descent with modification. In the 2005 edition of Mandel, Douglas, and Bennett's Principles and Practice of Infectious Diseases, Drs. Stephen M. Opel and Anton Medeiros write, "The best hope for the future is the development of a greater understanding of how microbial resistance spreads and the implementation of effective infection control strategies." New antibiotics are also being discovered without any help from evolutionary theory. Using microbiological screening procedures and organic chemistry, researchers at Johnson & Johnson have found a new antibiotic that in preliminary tests have proven effective against resistant strains of tuberculosis, and a group of Harvard chemists recently synthesized new forms of tetracycline, an antibiotic discovered in the 1950s, that promise to be effective against bacteria that are resistant to tetracycline itself. As Merck researchers Malcolm Macross and Thomas A. Bailey wrote in Science in 2004, "A key element in new drug discovery is the continuing need for excellent synthetic chemists, not evolutionary biologists."